This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The past couple of years, there has been a, relatively speaking, mad dash into EVs. Car makers making electric vehicles, consumers buying them. One car maker, though, has not been moving so fast. Instead of going all in on EVs, the company has expanded its line of hybrids. Gas engines, of course, supplemented by electric motors. We're talking about Toyota here. The market, though, you know, for fully electric vehicles has seemed a little bit shaky of late. And this week, Toyota announced its best-selling sedan, the Camry, is going to be sold exclusively as a hybrid starting next year. Marketplace's Henry Epp has more on whether this half-step in the EV transition might actually pay off.
The transition to electric vehicles is in something of a transition itself right now, says Sam Fiorani, vice president at Auto Forecast Solutions.
The market is transitioning between the early adopters and the regular car buyers.
Meaning most people who are eager to pay a lot for high-tech electric cars have already done so, he says, leaving
regular car buyers who won't pay $90,000 for an electric vehicle and don't need to have the latest and greatest.
And even as prices have dropped this year, EVs are a tough sell for many people, says Jessica Caldwell, head of insights at Edmunds.
A lot of consumers are interested in electrified vehicles, but maybe not ready to take the full step towards EVs.
That's where hybrids come in, she says. Drivers get better fuel economy, but don't have to deal with some of the headaches that come with owning a fully electric vehicle.
You don't have to look for a charging station. You don't have to install a home charging station. And for a lot of people, that makes more sense.
Toyota is banking on that, setting it apart from other automakers, which have thrown money into developing and producing fully electric vehicles in recent years. Meanwhile, Toyota, which popularized hybrids years ago with the Prius, has moved much more slowly, says Sam Fiorani.
The management at Toyota has been averse to making that investment, thinking that this whole market is not going to shift as fast as everybody expected it to. And they're being proven right.
Because while EV sales are increasing, they haven't kept pace with the growing EV offerings from car makers, leaving some with growing inventories of unsold cars. Still, in the long run, Toyota does plan to roll out more fully electric vehicles, says the company's communications manager, Michael Moore.
It's an important part of our strategy, but we also think that we should allow the customer to choose how they want to participate in this effort to reduce carbon.
And for now, the company is betting that choice is a hybrid. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.